For West Stanley Weekly. West Stanley Weekly is brought to you by West Stanley Animal Clinic, Locust Ace Hardware, and the Stanley County Chamber of Commerce. West Stanley Weekly can be heard each week at this time to keep you up to date on news, events, and what's happening in the quickly growing western part of Stanley County. You can also hear West Stanley Weekly online tomorrow at 1010WSPC.com. And now, West Stanley Weekly.
Good morning, Leon, and good morning, Stanley County, here on, 2016. Happy New Year, and Tate Osborne, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Locust, and I'm joined by Miss Emily Jones, our events coordinator. Emily, the question I have is, did you make it to midnight the other night?
Absolutely not.
Well, I guess you're officially graduating into the adult category, the old fogey category or the Scott Eford category, yeah. Whatever you want, a grandpa category, I guess. But, hey, don't feel bad. Like I said last time, I haven't seen midnight since probably 2000, so yeah. I got a pretty good roll going here. But, you know, it was a good holiday season for us out in Western Stanley County and out in Locust. Good Christmas, I know, and a very happy New Year. We would like to wish everyone a very happy New Year. I hope everyone has a very good 2016. We got a lot of great things planned, a lot of great things coming up, as we'll talk about a little bit later. But looking forward to 2016, Emily. I know you are.
I am.
Well, don't sound so excited. Well, one thing we did do last week, we'd like to get it out, is we did finally give away our golf cart raffle winner, and that was Mr. Larry Honeycutt of Stanfield. Larry won this thing. I think Larry bought his tickets out to Cruise Inn at Oakburr back during the summer. So congratulations to him. Me and Scott delivered that thing last week, and he was very excited to win that, and we're proud of him to be driving that thing around. Now, the good news is we were able to raise nearly $8,000, almost $7,620 for our Veterans Memorial. And, last week, we had a little meeting last week, and looks like we're going to be able to get that thing started here as soon as it quits raining, if it ever does quit raining here in Stanley County. But we hope to get that thing started very soon. So hopefully the folks that have bought bricks and have donated money will start seeing something happen, and I know they'll be excited about that.
Yeah, I'd say it was a successful fundraiser, and looking forward to raising some more funds so we can complete this Veterans Memorial here soon. Announcement with the City of Locust Public Works Department. Their next leaf pickup will be January 16th. So if you would, by that date, if you're in Locust, have your leaves piled at the curb ready for pickup on that day, and they'll come around them. They've been doing it pretty quickly, so have it around the morning of the 16th. They will start picking up leaves. Also, our spring baseball and softball registration is now open online. So check out our website, locustnc.com, for information about the season. All of our registration is online, so you'll need to sign on to figure out how to sign up your children. If you have any questions about our sports or need help signing up, give me a call at City Hall, 704-888-5260.
I can't believe we're already getting ready for the spring, but we are. The last little announcement I have before we go to our big announcement is the, remember the Locust Library story time? The January dates will be the 4th, the 11th, and the 25th. And this month it'll be about the arts. So don't miss out on that. Story time is at 10:30 on Mondays. And you can call the library at 888-0103 for more information on that. It's a great time. They have great attendance for that. And I know your kids will enjoy it. Now, being how we had a little bit of a slow time, and we thought it would be a great time to sort of introduce our summer concert series. We're very excited about this, Emily. Mm-hmm. I know you said last week I did a little jig whenever we signed some of these bands, and actually I did. I'm so excited about this. I think it's a series this year that that's going to rival anywhere, really. And going to give you a chance, Emily, to kind of introduce those bands and kind of tell us what we got coming up.
All right, we're going to start off our opening concert in April again with the Taste of Locust event. It's a business expo type of event featuring our local Locust businesses. So that'll be before the concert in April. And then opening up our summer concert series is Coming Up Brass. This is a big 9-piece band with brass instruments, big fun party band. Should be a really great way to start off our summer concert series. And then in May, we're going to go country a little bit with the Lilly Brothers. And this is a newer band, but really really fantastic. They play so well together. We've really enjoyed watching all their videos and look forward to welcoming them into Locust. And then in June, this is the band that Tate did a little jig for. It's Blackwater Rhythm and Blues. We're really excited to have them. We all know Tate's really excited to have them in Locust. Some good beach music.
Yeah, I know. Hey, these guys won 4 or 5 Cammies this year at the Carolina Beach Music Awards, and man, they are really lighting it up. And the best thing about these guys is like they told you, they just did it for they do it for a hobby.
Yeah.
And that's the funny thing about it. They all have jobs, but these guys are so good. They've got Kendrick, lead singer, is full of energy. It's a great night. It's a great get for us. I can tell you.
He told me that he did that for his mental health. I said, well, maybe I need to join a band. So those are 3 new bands starting off our summer concert series. And then in July, we're very excited to have Mason Lovett Band back. This is a great country music band. We had them in Locust last year for the first time, and they really blew us out of the water. Yeah. They did so good, really surprised us, and we're looking forward to having them again in July. In August, it's one of our favorite summer days, another great party band that always put on a good show.
Yeah, and they have 2 brand new singers this year, 2 ladies that have joined, a couple ladies that have been a part of the beach music scene for years and years and years, and it really has added. They're actually recording a new album now, so great things out of Summer Days in 2016.
Great. And then in September, for our concert finale, we're going to have the local favorite Right Turn Clyde. Always fun to have them in Locust and to see the crowd that they bring, and some local people with a local band. So it'll be a great way to end our summer 2016 summer concerts.
Yeah, it really will. And we'll try to get to fireworks again in September. So it's a great lineup, Emily. I'm super proud of this. I know a couple of these bands, you know, we kind of have to get them because of our budget before they get kind of discovered. And I don't know how long we can keep a couple of these bands with us, but man, I'm super excited to have them this year. It's going to be a great summer in Locust, and we look forward to that. We'll be giving you some more information as we get closer to it. So, all right, Emily, well, I guess with that, you know, you left us before the holidays with some pretty good useless facts. Mm-hmm. So I guess let's start off 2016 with your useless fact of the week.
Well, I was reading up about New Year's Eve, and I know that you and I, neither of us stayed up to watch the ball drop in New York, but did you know North Carolina, there's many cities that drop more than just a ball to ring in the new year?
Okay.
Here's some examples. Black Creek, North Carolina, drops a red heart, something to do with their motto. Okay. Brasstown, of course, we know, drops the opossum. Brasstown?
Okay.
Never
heard of it?
Eastover drops a 3-foot, 30-pound wooden flea. These are all in North Carolina.
A flea. Okay.
Charlotte, as some people here may know, drop a lighted crown representing
that.
The Queen City.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Olive drops a pickle.
I was going to say.
And Raleigh drops a 900-pound copper and steel acorn.
So
those are all things in North Carolina that you could be a part of next year.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe we can come up with something out in Locust to drop.
Okay.
Maybe we can hang Scott up by his feet and lower him down at midnight.
I think we'd have some pretty good attendance.
Yeah, we probably would. We'd probably have to have traffic control.
Have to get a heavy line, that's for sure.
Well, you said it, not me, Emily.
I'm kidding.
All right, Emily, well, that's pretty cool. Let's come up with something to drop by next year. We'll
think of something.
Yeah, there we go. We always can. Well, I appreciate
that,
Emily.
We'll have Lee on there to have it live.
Yeah, we can record it. There you go. All right. Well, with that, I guess it's time to get 2016 rolling, and let's head out back to Locust. And folks, listen, if you haven't visited Locust lately, come on out. Let us show you what a great place it is to live, work, and play.
Keeping your pet at their healthiest is now easier than ever, thanks to Dr. Sam Griffin and the staff at Albemarle Animal Clinic and West Stanley Animal Clinic. Your pet will now have their own webpage called a pet portal, and you'll have access to pet information and records. You can update contact info, post photos of your pet, print proof of vaccination anytime, shop the online store, even order prescription refills. You can get your pet's food and medication at prices competitive to anywhere on the internet and pick them up at the office or have them delivered directly to your home. Plus, you can now get email and text reminders providers when your pet needs their next visit. Yes, now your pet can have cutting-edge technology at no extra charge as a patient of the Albemarle Animal Clinic or the West Stanley Animal Clinic. That's where you'll get the best in pet care with services such as the Pet Portal and digital radiography at very affordable prices. Save time. Save running back and forth to the vet's office for supplies and save money on products and services. It's cutting-edge pet care at very competitive prices. Only at the Albemarle Animal Clinic, 2427 Bypass in Albemarle and West Stanley Animal Clinic in the